So we make our decision, and then there's also the transcendental aspect where there's fate. So I think I mentioned this earlier that when I started public speaking for the first time, I was given a set of guidelines. And the last guideline was, while you're speaking in public, depend on Krishna. But in bracket, but only after you have prepared. So the point is, there is dependence on God and there is diligence for God. So both are important. So we have been given some intelligence and we use our intelligence according to the best of our capacity. And after using our intelligence, if something is, we have done our part, then we leave the remaining to the higher powers that are there. But it is not that we abdicate our responsibility. It's that we do our part and then we hand over the remaining. So in a particular decision-making process, we can't think about everything. But we don't need to think of the factors that are in our control. And by doing the best that we can do, then we attract powers beyond us to help us to do that which we can't do. As they say, God helps those who help themselves. So helping ourselves is our part. And that which is beyond us, that power, that assistance will come. So when I said in our particular context, when I talk about decision making and say acceptance based on transcendence, the point was that that we understand that there is a plan in our life. So the mind says everything has gone wrong, oh, you know, life is a waste, this went wrong, that went wrong, everything is terrible. So at that particular point, we need to understand that there is a plan in life, and even if some things have gone wrong, good can be brought out of that wrong. This weekend I was in Fort Lauderdale and I did a series of talks there on spiritual lessons from car driving. So after that, one Ukrainian girl, she came and she was talking with me. She said that she had gone to one place, and it's like an isolated retreat place, and she wanted to leave from there. And one friend had said that I'll pick you up. And they said, we'll leave at 10 o'clock. He said, at 10 o'clock? 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11. She was waiting, because it's so remote that she did not get any signal. And finally at 11:30, he got some signal. And she called it. He said, I'm waiting 1.5 hours. He says, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm already so far away, I can't come now. She was furious. She says, how will you forget? I told you yesterday, I reminded you today morning. He just, and then he said, oh, I forgot. And actually didn't even say sorry. He just, the phone got cut off basically. Whether he said or not, he didn't know. She was so angry. And then, just so that evening she was there, just staying on, she was very, very angry. And then one friend told her that the same boy, the same person who was going to give her a ride, you know, around 12 o'clock, after a dock of half an hour, he had met with an accident with a drunk driver. And the drunk driver had hit the vehicle exactly on the passenger side. So he has been in the hospital, but he was not so badly injured. But if anybody had been in the passenger side, he killed over there. So she was telling me that, you know, I was so angry at that time. How could this person forget me? What do I know about why, what is happening in my life? So that's why we sometimes evaluate things from our limited perspective. And we just don't know. There are things which go wrong. Now, it was not that he knew there was going to be an accident. It was just his forgetfulness. But even others' mistakes can be a part of a higher plan. So when I say talk about acceptance, the rather transcendence or acceptance based on transcendence, the point was that this negativity, you know, you can't do it, you made so many mistakes, you are good for nothing. No. Whatever I need to be, I am good enough for that. But from here, I want to move forward. So the steps are there, the decisions for the steps are, that's what we take. But we don't beat ourselves up for where we are. We accept that wherever I am, for whatever reason I am, it's my mistake, somebody else's mistake, or whatever reason. Okay, from here I'll take steps forward. So that acceptance comes much easier when we have that understanding, the higher plan operation in our life. But that higher plan also requires our cooperation. And that cooperation is where we use our intelligence and we try to function using the best analytical skills, the best thought process that we can use. Does that answer your question? Thank you.